The following homily was delivered by Bishop Francis Maluli at the Chrism Mass for the Diocese of Wilmington, April 6, 2009.
Let me begin by saying I am delighted to be your bishop, and to my priest, I am delighted to be your brother in the priesthood. It has been a wonderful first 6 months for me in the Diocese of Wilmington. As you know, Bishop Saltarelli cannot be with us tonight as he continues to courageously carry the cross of his health challenges after heart bypass surgery last Thursday. We remember him especially in our prayers tonight. He sends his greetings and his wish that he could be here. I am so grateful to the bishop for the friendship, support, and counsel he has given me for many years, even before I was assigned here. Most especially, I thank him for the vibrant example he gives to all of us as he joyfully lives out the sacrament of holy orders. I am especially impressed with the fraternity and mutual support of our priests, as seen in our clergy overnight in Cambridge in January, and the remarkable turnout at the recent funerals of Father Francis Kenny and Father Chris Plockhoy. I am grateful to our permanent deacons and their wives for their dedicated service in our parishes and institutions. I am thankful to so many women and men religious who offer us such a powerful witness in so many different ministries. We are truly blessed by them. This evening, I would like to speak especially to my brother priests about the priesthood. We priests, in our efforts to preach, teach, and catechize, probably speak the least about the sacrament of holy orders. And yet it is essential that we do so not only for ourselves, but for the entire Church. And I would appeal to all of us at this Chrism Mass and throughout Holy Week to intensify our efforts to pray for vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life, and to actively promote and seek them. I share these reflections while remembering that as priests, religious, and laity, we are called to cultivate the missionary fire of St. Paul, especially in this year. I also speak to my priest in anticipation of the Year of the Priest, proclaimed recently by Pope Benedict. The Year of the Priest, beginning this June 19, presents an opportunity for all priests around the world not only to remember the 150th anniversary of the death of St. John Vianney, the Curé of Ars, the patron saint of diocesan priests, but to rekindle our desire for holiness. I will be asking our deans, the priest council, and the diocesan pastoral council at our next meetings to help discern creative and compelling ways to celebrate the Year of the Priest in our diocese. And if anyone in any location in our diocese has an idea, please tell me or write me and let me know. I also share these reflections on the priesthood with our lay people this evening. You have experienced firsthand the dedication of the priests present tonight, as well as so many of our deceased brother priests whom we remember at this Chrism Mass. Your faith-filled lives and sacrifices are a constant support to our priests, and I am grateful for your presence tonight. We have a beautiful gospel from Luke that sets the stage and helps us to enter even more deeply into the sacred signs and symbols of the liturgies of Holy Week and the Triduum. Jesus prepared himself for his public ministry by prayer and fasting. We need to do the same in our lives as we continue daily to prepare ourselves for ministry. When he began his public ministry, Jesus returned to Galilee, and we hear that the power of the Spirit was with him, and the news about him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in synagogues and was praised by all. When he came to Nazareth, he stood up in his own synagogue and read from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." And then he rolls up the scroll and says, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." This would be his game plan during the 3 years of public ministry. He would reach out and serve the needs of all those he met and draw them through himself to his Heavenly Father. In his Holy Thursday letter of 2004, Pope John Paul told us that at the Last Supper we were born as priests. There can be no Eucharist without the priesthood, just as there can be no priesthood without the Eucharist. It is important for each of us to see the centrality of the Eucharist in the priesthood, in the Church, and in the world. The Eucharist is the center of our lives, and our love for the Eucharist as priest deepens and broadens over time. To move into a deeper relationship with Christ means moving more deeply into the Eucharist. I was ordained 39 years ago this May by my uncle, Bishop Austin Murphy, in my home parish at St. Ursula's in Baltimore. At my first Mass, Bishop Murphy preached a homily that has served as a guide for me ever since. He told me that a priest is ordained to serve with simplicity, sincerity, and dedication. He must cooperate in allowing the Holy Spirit to change his own inner reality into that of Christ. Once ordained, a priest is called to die to himself and to rise in Christ into the fullness of his calling and priestly identity. Bishop Murphy emphasized that it is the priest's task to spread the good news everywhere. This is what you are about. This is why we need you. You are chosen from us. You are chosen for us to do this. My uncle reminded me of three things that day: that I needed to be a man of faith, a man of prayer, and a man of love. He said that when all the homilies had been preached, all the masses and sacraments celebrated, all the classes taught, all the sick visited, all the pastoral initiatives organized and executed, you will be measured, as Christ will one day measure you, by your charity and the love of Christ that you bore in your heart and shared with others. At the time of the millennium, Pope John Paul wrote that all initiatives should be set in relationship to holiness, which expresses best the mystery of the Church. We are to be holy men, holy within the unique personality and gifts God has given us. As our oblate brothers at Salesianum always tell their students, quoting St. Francis de Sales, "Be who you are, and be that well." For my brothers, be the priest that you are called to be, and be that priest well. My uncle told me that as a priest, my presence would be significant in the Church and in the community, and that my service for others would be the best and most visible sign that I was walking in Jesus' footsteps. In the Gospel of John, proclaimed on the fifth Sunday of Lent, we heard that some Greeks came to Philip and said, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." When people come to you, let them see Jesus in you. And again, strengthen that oneness with Jesus through the daily celebration of Mass, as well as time for prayer before the Eucharist. And for all of us present this evening, clergy, religious, laity, candidates, and catechumens, be holy, be joyful, be the face of Jesus for others.